Okay, so we had yesterday that Kli Zechuchis is Mekabel Tumah Midrabbanan, because since it's Briyoso Min HaChol, they looked at it Midrabbanan like a Kli Cheres, right? And therefore the Gemara said it shouldn't have Taira B'mikveh, and we brought a Mishnah from Mikvayos, it does, it's more special, but it's a, yeah, good, good. Okay, just remind me later. So basically what we're saying is that klischuchis is a drabonon dika klicheres. Okay. Now, klicheres has some interesting aspects to it. It has pluses and minuses. Klicheres has a tumor that no other kli has. It's called aviroi. You have a klicheres, a bowl, and something goes into it. It doesn't touch it. In a regular kli, there's no tumor. In cheres, it's tumor both ways. The cheres goes into the bowl in the airspace. No, it doesn't touch it. It's metame. Mufaket. Once the cheres is tame, if something goes in and doesn't touch it, it becomes tame. It's me'avir. That's only cheres. That's a plus. That's more tumor than most things. On the other hand, it has less tumor in that it's only makabel tumor from the inside. The outside can't be makabel tumor. So now, you're telling me that klis chuchis, get back to your point in a second, you're telling me that Kli Zechuchis is basically a Drabonon Dika Kli Cheres. So therefore, it should not have Tumah Migaboy. As if a Cheres will touch a Kli Zechuchis, you have a glass on the outside, it should not be Kamal Tumah. We'll show you that's not true. That's what it says. Alameyato loyletamu migabon. It shouldn't have Tumah Migaboy. Alomotnan. We have a complicated mission, Kay. Let's take it slow. Kli Cheres u Kli Neser. Sorry. Kli Neser, it's a type of adoma, Rashi says. They have an English word for it. It's a white, Rashi says white earth. What?
Porcelain?
I don't think so. I think more than have porcelain yet.
Natural.
I'm sorry?
Natural.
Okay. Okay, it's another type of cheres, whatever. Okay. Tumoson shov. There we go. Kli Neser is Kli Cheres. Let's see the dinim. Mitamin, they become tomei. Umitamin, they give off tumor. Me avirehem. That's special in Kli Cheres, this trick. That it can receive tumor and give tumor in the avir without touching. Next. Umitamin me achorehen. They can get tumor me achorehen. What's achorehen? Achorehen means like you have a mola cup that has a base. Some of the teacups, the old teacups, they sit on a base. So if you flip them over like this, you have a shtikel toich over here. Now, you know what I mean? There's like that. Now, that's a you know what I'm saying? The base flipped over, it is now like it's like a small cup really, the other side. It's not used for that, but anyway, that's a semi-teich. It's an interesting thing. It can be mekabel tumah from there if it touches it. In other words, on one hand you'd say it shouldn't be mekabel tumah the world because it's the outside of the kli. But since it's an inside, so to speak, it's an inner thing, there's space there, we call it the inside. But it's not as much inside as the inside. The inside is makabel tumah, even if the sheretz doesn't touch the kli, it just gets into that airspace. Here it'll have to touch it. It could be that. So the rabban and teisa, the big teisa, not clear what
parts of the outside it will. Work.
No, no. Samkabel tumah kam. Kli cheres samkabel tumah migabon. Ve'ein mitamin migabeyan. There's no tumah on the outside of a kli cheres. Ushvirasan mitarasan. Good. Says the Gemara, kli neser u kli cheres who the tumas on shove. Neser and Cheres have these dinim, meaning that they're not mekabel tumah migabon. Avo midi achrino loy. And it's according to you're telling me that Kli Zechuchis is a drabon on dika Kli Cheres. So therefore, it shouldn't have tumas gav. You could basically list it in this Mishnah, but you didn't. It would appear that only Cheres and Neser. Zechuchis will have tumah migabon, which is true. Kli Zechuchis does have Kabbalah's tumah migabon. Now, why should that be if it's a cheres? Says the Gemara, interesting. Kevon, the chinishtabru, yesh lehem takono, shavinu kikli matches. Zechuchis, interesting thing. It has aspects of cheres, has aspects of matches. Be'etzem, it starts off cheres. It's biyosu min achor. But it shares an aspect with matches that it can be repaired. Cheres, once it breaks. That's the end of it. Cheres, you can break it and you can melt them together. You can, what do you call that?
Metal?
Zechuchis. Zechuchis is like, no, matches is that way. you, it cracks, and then you know, what do? You solder it together. A glass that can be done with also. So since it has an aspect of metal too, they gave it also the tomb of matris of migabon. Now, Tosis points out interesting here. The Gemara doesn't say Ella over here. There's no Ella over here. It says Loigoris Ella. It's not the Pshat, the Gemara is changing its mind. We started off saying Schuchis is basically Cheres. No, it's Matris. No. Tosis says the fact that it just has this quality that if it breaks, it can be glued to, put together, we wouldn't have made Tuma for that. It's not enough. It's not Matris, of course. So the reason we made the Tuma was because it's B'yosom in Achoel. Be'etzem, it's very similar to Cheres. So it really, we look at it like a chen, that's why we made it tome. But since it has this sarashove, with schuchis, we also, I'm sorry, with matris, we also give it the chumra of matris, that it can be vakabel tome megabon. So it's an interesting kli, the schuchis. It has all the milas, all the chesroinis, if you want to call it. It'll pass just be vakabel tome meaviram like cheres, and on the outside, like matris. Now, Frag the Gemara, if you're giving it the chumr, so to speak, of matris, matris has another chumr. It's which we're going to learn about that now. Elameyato yarzu l'tumoson yishon no kikli matris. What's my tumi yishon? Tumi yishon means you have a kli that's tome. You break the kli. It's always kli, it's always tome, right? Now you re-put the kli that's like matris. You re-solder it together. Is that kli tome? Of course not. Once you break it, the tumor goes off. The tumor can't come back. It's a magic. It doesn't work like that. Midrabonon, they made something called tumor yishon. Meaning, if you have a kli by matris, if you have a kli matris, that's tumor. And you break it, and you put it back together, it automatically is tumor. Now, that's only by matris. Why they made that, we're going to see soon in the Gemara on top of Omer Beis, why they made that drabonon. But there is such a drabonon. So I'm saying like this. You're telling me now that schuchis is basically cheres, but since it has an aspect similar with matris, we give it to chumris and matris, and therefore it's makabel tumah from the outside, so then it should have tumah yishona also, because tumah yishona is another chumra of matris. Let it have tumah yishona like matris. What's tumah yishona? Let's see. That not kli matris pshuteyem umekableyem tmeyem. That's another din. In cheres lemoshul or eitz, in order to be mekabel tumah, you have to have a base kibul. It has to have something that can hold something. A flat kli eitz, pshuta kli eitz, or a flat kli cheres and not mekabel tumah. Matris like the highest level kli by the Torah. A kli by the Torah. In matris, in pshutim a mekabel tumah. No, it's a flat eitz, a tin, like a cookie tin. If it's metal, that'll be mekabel tumah. If it's wood, it won't. So pshutei and flat things, umakablaim, things that have a base kibul, to me. Nishbaru, it's a Mishnah Kelim. If they break, taru, they become tar. Chozar v'osa mehen kelim, you rebuilt it into a keli. Chozul tumosan yishon. It jumps back, that tuma midrabonon. We'll see as soon as we turn the page why that is. So matris has this new dindrabonon of tuma yishon. The ilu gabi kli schuchis tanan. Yet look what it says by kli chusis schuchis tanan kli eitz uklior uklietzem ukli schuchis pshuteim tohirim. Number one pshutim ator umikableihem tmeim nishbaru toharu. They become tor chazav osman kalim mikablim tumo mikan lahabo. It was tome. You broke it. You put it together. If something touches it, it'll become tome. But it's not automatically tome. Mikanu lahabo ein lamafrei aloi. Meaning, there's no tumah yishonah. You take a glass kli, you break it, you re-solder, what you call glass, not soldering, you re-melt it, then again, it becomes again a kli. It's not automatically tome. It's a kli now. If a cheretz will touch it, it'll become tome. But it's not automatically tome. Meaning, this din drabonah of tumah yishonah is not on kli schuchas. We have a clear mission. And the Gemara is asking now a very simple question. If kli schuchas is, what do you call it, is like matris, and you're giving it the chumah samasa, give it the chumah of tumah yishonah. Says the Gemara, a simple teretz. Tumas kli schuchis derabonah. The whole tumah of schuchis is derabonah. Tumah Yishona Derabbanan. The whole Tumah Yishona is a Derabbanan. They didn't hit you with two Derabbanans. In other words, we said the whole Tumah Tzuchus is Derabbanan. Good. So now, it has an aspect of matchis. You want to give it the chumras of matchis. We'll give it the dinim dorais of matchis. This that matchis mekabotuma migamen is the din dorais. That will give to schuchis. But to give schuchis, which is itself a drabonon, the drabonons of matchis, that far we didn't go. Tumas kli schuchis drabonon. Tuma yeshono drabonon. Bituma dorais in a tuma dorais, meaning matchis. Chazal came down with the chumra of tuma yeshono. Achisu borabonon. Tumu, betuma de rabbonon in zchuches. Aber der ganze Sache ist der rabbonon. Lo achisu lo rabbonon tumu. Okay, that's a simple teretz. In other words, we're stuck on the chumras, but not the chumras de rabbonon. That's a chumra gabi chumra. Aber der ganze Sache zchuches, we decided against tumu. We made up. Then we made up another thing that by matches there's a thing called tumu yishono. So now we're not going to take that chumra de rabbonon of tumu yishono and stick it onto zchuches. But in the meantime, we just opened ourselves up for another problem here. Because we said here in this Mishnah that pshute klei schuches is tor. Why should that be? Right? If you're telling me that schuches has the chumras of matris, by matris, pshutim, flat kelim, amakabel tumu. That's a din doraisuch, I mean, that's the real din. So why didn't we give that din to schuches? You're telling me that the chumras of matris you give to schuches, the real chumras, the chumras doraisuch, not the rabbonis, okay, here. Pshutim is not a chumra, that's the din of kli matches. Pshutim kli matches are makabel tumma. So then pshutim kli schuches should be makabel tumma. That's like the Gemara. What? Good, so what? Schuches doesn't exist in the Torah. Schuches ad rabbonon. Doesn't exist altogether. Mid rabbonon, they said, so why is it makabel tumma gabon? Because since it's like matches, it looks like matches, we gave it the chumra some matches. So give it to Chumash. What's the difference? What is this with me? Gabon? I'm shooting. What do you mean? So is Gabon. I understand. What's the difference? Pshutayon miyol etamei. The pshutay klimat is doraisin. This din of pshutay klimat is doraisin. You get chumra. That's a din doraisin. Says the Gemara. We had this in need. The Gemara sometimes says this. We're afraid here for confusion. If we're going to make Cheres, all the chumras of matchis, people may think it's taka matchis. But I'm not gemina that it's a tumah d'oraisa, and it's not. It's only a tumah d'rabbana, and they'll come to be soyrif truma. Avdei rabbon bu rabbanan hekeiro ki heichid lo lisuf alayu truma v'kochim. You have it neither by zov over there by akum. They would often leave out one prat. So it would be clear it's not really kli matris. Because in kli matris, if it touches truma, that's a tumah d'oraisa. Kli schuches, if it touches truma, is a derabbanan. So we don't want you to be soyrif kochim on that. So they left off tumas pshutim, should be nicker that the whole business in schuches we made up. It's a derabbanan. It's not mamish matris. It's a derabbanan dika matris. Yeah, Toysis, yes, Toysis, that's a good question. Toysis. Toysis, because that's all in the world of Drabonans. We want something in the Doraisis to show different. That's a Toysis. That's an easy answer. That's Toysis. We got a bigger problem here. We got a lot of problems, but it says, L'chur in this Gemara, that on Klis Chuchis, we're not sorry of Truma. That pretty much says that here. We built this in to protect that. Meaning that we taka don't burn truma on tumas chuches. That's what it says. Are they passing in the Rambam? On chuches, you'll never burn truma. Now, yesterday we had a problem. We had a problem with when the date of the takona chuches was. Was it the two yoisis or was rabbonin of peishona? And the Gemara never answered it. The Gemara dealt with eretz ha'amim, little solisa. The Gemara never dealt with chuches. So Mendy said very good yesterday, as at Toysis, there it's Poshet. The first Zayr was Litlis, and the second was Lisrif. The problem is, it can't be Lisrif, because the Gemara here says, I told him yesterday, it's a good Teretz, it was a big problem here, because the Gemara says, we're not Zayrif on Klischuches. I mean, so we're back over there. We need two levels in the Takon of Schuches, because Yosef and Yosef, we're Masakin, And then at 80 years before the Chorm, they were again Masak and Schuchas. The knee-jerk answer would be, the first Takonu was for Litlois, and the second was Lisroif. Problem is, the Gemara says here that we're not Soyreif until Maschuchas. That means Schuchas is only Litlois. So back where we started, what are the two levels, what were the two Takonas? Taisus says a very difficult thing here. Taisus says an interesting thing. When the Gemara says here that we don't burn Kochim and Truma on Tumas Klischuchis, that means only the Tumas of Klischuchis that come from its Matris qualities. Meaning if it's Mekabel Tuma Migaba, if Klischuchis was touched by Sheretz on the outside, it's Tomei, right? Why? Because we said it looks like Matris. That Tuma, we won't be served Kochim. To protect that, they had to drop off Pshuteim. Because if they made Pshuteim, it would look like a real Klimatis. But the Tumas, it's Mekabel al Tzlicheres. Let's say something touches on the inside. Well, I don't need Matris for that. Then I will be served Truma on it. And those are the two Takon. There is Litlis and Lissur. What? All Medarbon. Yeah, we had yesterday. There are Tumas Darbon that we do burn on. That we had yesterday. There are many of them. It's just not a blanket statement. That we have. We definitely have that. That's what Taisa says. A difficult Asik over here. Now, you raised yesterday a good Shiloh. Let me just go back a step for a second. We'll breathe now for a second. That the Gemara's had a problem. It was said, if Kli Schuchis is basically Cheres, it shouldn't have Taira B'mikvah. And then we brought a Mishnah in Mikvah is that it has Taira B'mikvah. The Gemara answered an interesting thing over there. Really, we're not talking about Kli Schuchis over there. We're talking about Kli Schuchis with a plug. And we're going according to Reb Meir, who goes bossed the Maimit. Since the Maimit is Matris, and it's Makabal Tumo, over there, Tumo Doraisa, it also has Torah B'mikra. So you asked yesterday, that's a Chumra. That's a good question. The Mekev is a Mishnah, is that? In the Kudjus Yuchesdor. The Stipley has a Shigal Torah on it. And not an easy one. I have a thought on it, but not for now. It's a good question. It's a good question. You see from this Gemara that we're reasoning that way. Because when we say that Schuchas is like Matris, we mean L'chumra. We give it the Chumra of Gabon. We don't take away from it the din of Avirin. That's Taisus. Okay, so that's a good question. Good, so that was one system we had. According to this system, Schuchas is a hybrid. It's basically Cheres, so it has din of Cheres. But it has one of the Chumras of Matris, Migabon, because it also looks like Matris. Why doesn't it have all the Chumras of Matris? That would be too much. Then people will confuse it with real Matris, so we left off one Chumra. That's one system. Vashi says no. It has nothing to do with Matris. Forget about it. It's like we said at the beginning. It's from Choyl. You go to Kuningui and you watch them make it. It's Klicheres. Comes from the sand. That's how they make it. It's Klicheres. Doesn't have Taira B'mikvah. Tuma Me'avim. What's our problem? Why does it, yes, have Tuma Migabon? Right? Comes up with Rav Ashi with the most imaginative ferrets. Rav Ashi Omar, Li Oilam Likli Cheres Domu. Li Oilam Likli Cheres Domu. It's completely Klicheres. Ah, you asked me if it's Klicheres. Why should it have Tuma Migabon? Udeko Kashiloch Loletamu Migabon. Says the most interesting ferrets. Hoyel Venire. Toichoi kiboro, toichoi miboro, says Rashi. It's a glass thing. Since you see through it, you treat the outside like the inside. Most interesting terms. Look at the Rashi there. However, near it, toichoi mibachutz derech daf noisof. If you're inside, if you're standing in the glass, you can see the outside as well as the inside. Ilechoshiv gav elatoich. Again, the same we're talking in the world of drabonans. It's not real. All things are drabonan. But that's Rav Ashi. Forget about it. It's not a hybrid. Forget about it. We don't need all this fancy footwork. All these kashas fall off. It has nothing to do with matris. Just the fact that you can glue it together, or solder it together, it's not enough to make it matris. It's a klicheres. It's a darbonon dika klicheres. It so happens, it's transparent. So the chutz is like the toich. That's all. But it's not basically. It is a klicheres. Mele, it will not have taira b'mikvah. Definitely not. It will have tumah me'avireyem. It is a klicheres. And according to Taisus, you will be Sarif Kochim on it. again, not that's a machlokes tois and the Rambam, but tois understands once we go purely cheretz, there will be sarif. It'll be the chumer dekazach. Okay. Shimon. Now we got into this side because we brought a brisa before when we're trying to show the machlokes hilul shem. That's how we got into this. We brought the brisa that Yosi and Yosi made two takonis eretz ha'amik lishuches. We just dealt with that. Then the Gemara brought in that Shimon ben Shotach made two takonis. One was taking ksuba leisha. And once it's Gorda Tuma Klimatris. He made Tuma on Klimatris, which we'll soon see what's going on over there. So it's first, we're going back to that. Shimon ben Shota Tikin Ksuba Leisha. Okay, it's not our problem right now. That we said to end the Ksubas. I told you, they used to, when they, in the, before Shimon ben Shota came around, when they got married, he would be Miyachet something for the Ksuba. This silver bowl, whatever it is, this is your Ksuba. And the Chazal held it was too easy to be Megarish and Isha. If he got upset, he said, hey, take it and leave. This way they made it the way we have the ksuba, that it's meshubatul, it's kark, whatever it is. We'll get to it. But the way we write up a ksuba, now in an avorim for all the nechos, and good. Now he also made a takono, goes a tuma klimatris. Now what does that mean? Goes a tuma klimatris. Klimatris is midoraisa, this is a psukim. Klimatris doraisa nin. What do you mean? Goes a tuma klimatris? Dirsiv, aches azov es akesef. We're now coming right back to where we were before. We just discussed on Omer Aleph that matris as a drabon and dikat tuma called tuma yishona. That was Shimon ben Shotach's takona. He made that takona that if a tuma claim matris breaks, well, you break it, tuma dik, and it breaks and becomes torn, you put it back together, it automatically gets its tuma back. Where did that come from? So first of all, we're going to prove that it was Shimon ben Shotach's time that it happened. Domer Rav Yehuda Rav, Maisa b'Shaltzian Amalka. She was a Malka. She lived in the time of Shimon ben Shotach. So we're showing that the Takana came around at the time of Shimon ben Shotach. She also saw Mishta Libno. She made a big party. The Nitmu Ukol Keleo. Something happened over there. A mess. Somebody must have died. That's exactly what happened over there. Somebody must have died. So mail in the oil, everything became Tommy. Now all our fancy Kalim are Tommy. Now, she's an impatient lady. What do you do when Kalim are Zolam Zogan and Elam Mess? It's not so simple because you got to wait a week. Tumas Mess, when it has Tumas Shiva, like here, if it came directly with the, with, if it's an Av, let's say it was in the oil with the Avia voice, with the Mess. So it's an Av, it's Tumas Shiva. It's a week. You got to make Hazor with the Mechatos on Shlish and Shvi, then you go to the Mikvah. But it's a delayed reaction over here. You can't move for a week. You just jump into the mikveh. You got to wait. She was impatient. She's not a poor lady. She's a malka. So she figures like this. If she knew her tires, that's good. She figures, why wait? She'll break all the kelim. They'll become torn. And she'll have her men solder it right back together. Finished. She saves herself a week. Vishavrozon. Vinosnosen letzoyreif. She gave it to a... what do you call it? A metal guy? What do you call it? A smith? Goldsmith, whatever. Verizchon. And they sad it. How do you sad it? I guess you say in English, no? How do they call Rizchon? They heat it up, sad it. Ve'osamen kelim chadoshim. That upset the Chachomim at that point, and she mentioned that came down and said, they're all Tommy. Ve'omru Chachomim. This was the takon of Tumi Yishonah, so Shimon Shota. Now, why they do that? Why? My timer, mishum geder mechatos nogubo. They were afraid if this catches on, they'll put the koyanim out of business. Zalman, you're in trouble. Who's going to go schlep to Yerushalayim and barter with the paraduma? I got a simple way out. I'll just break the kli and finish with it. They didn't want no poshet mechatos. The whole mechatos will become obsolete. Who's going to wait 7 days to get back on Yerushalayim? Even I live in Yerushalayim, why do I wait 7 days? Shaivron, I'll break them. The ganze mechatas will be forgotten. So they made a takon, and basically you can't get away with it. Okay, now, one second. Now says the Gemara, we have a, what? Yeah, okay. But for Kalim, it's a big chunk of it, apparently. That was a big chunk of the work over there. What? I don't think so. I don't think so. Now, one second. What? Enough. He was a brother longer. Yanai over there. He had enough problems. Yeah. But anyway, now the problem is we have a machlokes tanoim and kelim. This din of tumah yeshona, does it apply only to tumas mes? Or does it apply to tumas sheretz? Let's say I have a clean matkas and I get tummy from a sheretz and I break it. Will this din of tumah yeshona come back? Or it's only by what do you call it?
Because he made the tekana by a mes.
Yeah, but that we often find. Sometimes we find it was limited. Sometimes we find not that way. So what's the kehabs? Be machlokes tanoim in kelim. So I say, if you say it applies only to tumas mes, then you gave me a satisfactory reason, because you'll knock out the business of mechatas. But if it applies to tumas sheretz and all those tumas, so what's the reason? There's no mechatas over it. It's irrelevant. If a kli becomes tummy with a sheretz, all you do put it in the mikveh. You wait till erev shemesh. That's all. So he once says like this. Where are we? I'm sorry. This God's the Gishaf, the Tumi Yishon is the Tumas. Very good. You explained it to me very well. What's the reason? Comes up to Gemara with two other reasons. Right. Again, if this is going to become a racket, that people are going to start being mitired at Kalim, now you understand, you don't have to break it into smithereens. You just have to put a hole in it. You have to make it ois kelim. Now the size fit, there's a certain size like a motzi riemann, another serious sized hole. But if people start doing that, they'll start making the hole a little too small. You're giving it, you're giving it to people's hands. It's not good. The people are going to stay used to being mitired at kelim by putting holes in them. Shema lo yikavena b'chdei toros, you won't make this proper size hole. That's not by Rava Omar. Another gzeira, no. Gzeira shema yoimru tefila bas yoima oilalo. Interesting thing. This way of being matara keli has a maila over tefila. Tefila, you always need herif shemesh. You put in the mikveh, you gotta wait till shkia. This is automatically tor. They were afraid if this system gets too popular, people think tefila works that way also. The herif shemesh will get lost. That's not because it's getting lost, that's a mistake. There's people who say, listen, he was Matiris Caleb by putting it a hole in it. It became immediately tore. I'm not interested. I don't have such a good solder. I don't want to break it. I'm going to put it in the mikvah. But just like his became tore immediately, mine becomes tore immediately. They'll get confused and they'll think that tefillah is oil lol yoim. Okay. Zogdi Gemara, my beinayu, we're not afkemina between Abayi and Rogan. Abayi is saying we're afraid. If we allow breaking to be used, we're afraid you won't break the thing properly. You won't break it enough. Rav is saying, no, we're just afraid for confusion. Just like that works without a hair of shemesh, people think that tefillah works without a hair of shemesh. What's that mean? My benayu, ikemene derat svinu meratz. If he smashed the clay, he didn't break it neatly or put a hole, he smashed it. So Zogdat, Rashi is too short of me. Interesting, the opposite. He says, the first way he learns, Rashi says like this. If you smashed it completely, then you don't have a bias problem. If the guy breaks it neatly, puts a hole in it, you can say, I'm afraid he won't break it properly. The guy takes the thing and smashes it at smithereens. What's to be afraid of? He smashed it. Mashenken, if you go with the problem of tvila, that's no matter what you did with it. It works automatic, right? Then Rai says, he likes the other pshat better, fakert. If you're going with the breaking, I'm always afraid for breaking, even if you broke it to smithereens. But if you're afraid for tefillah bas yoima, then I won't be afraid by a completely smashed kli. Why? Because then people will see. Listen, when you have a kli, you put a hole in, you repair it. It doesn't look to people like a new kli. They don't see that it's new. They may not see the plug altogether. And yet they see it became Torah automatically. They'll begin to think that tefillah works that way. You use tefillah. But you take a kli and smash it to smithereens and put it back together, it will be naked to everybody. It's a smashed up kli. People will realize you did it with smash. Okay, so Rashi likes the second pshat better. As the Michasino says, Mikoma Kamani Loch, whichever pshat you like, take. What? If what? If a melt came back to it, it's Tommy, what do you mean? That's what we're talking about, Tumi Yishon. Melt it down? Metal, and you make it into a liquid and put it back? I would assume it's the same thing. I would assume that will be like Ratzvinu Ratzmitzah, whatever this nafkamin is. That's even there's worse, because there when you rebuild it, it doesn't look, you don't see any difference from the old Kli at all. Yeah, there's not anything here anyway. It's a drabbonon here. It's not real. I mean, there's really not anything. It's really nothing. Just they made it because we're afraid you won't break it properly. And that should depend on this. If you, no, it's, it should depend on these terutzim here. If you learn that rush first shot, then when you totally smash it, we're not afraid for maybe you won't break it, then you're right. Same thing here. If you totally melt it down, there's nothing to be afraid of. It should depend on this, these two pshatim, I would think. Okay, we're moving on. Don't forget, we're in the quest for 18 things. The Yud Ches Dvorim. I don't know how many we've had so far. We'll count them up tomorrow. But in the first brice, you could have 9, you could have 8, you could have 7. The different counts over there. But we need more, whatever it is, we need more. The Idoch. Mai. What's another one? Give me another one. The Sanya. Interesting din. We know, we spoke here, Maim Shu'uvim is a problem. What? Huh? Did I say that? I didn't say anything. I said Idich Mai. I didn't go yet. I didn't go further yet. I didn't have a chance to make that mistake. Thank you. I didn't say anything yet. Anyway, I'm just saying like this. The Mayim Shuvim is no good for a mikvah. What's a Mayim Shuvim? Mayim Shuvim means Mayim that went through a kli, basically in a very simple way. And this Mishnah tells us an interesting thing. You have to want it to be in the kli, basically. If it just sort of plops in, that's not going to be a problem. So let's see what's going on over here. This snap. Hameniach kelim tachas hatzino. You have a pipe. Seen as a pipe. It's like a drain pipe, let's say. It's well, coming off the side of the house, whatever it is. It's collecting water and bringing it into the mikvah. Okay? Now, why is that not a problem? So Rashi says, which is not so simple either, but the Rashi says that it's kovav l'psof chokokoi. Kovav l'psof chokokoi means that you attached the pipe, before it was a pipe, to the wall. Kovoy, you put it in, then chok, then you dug it out to make it the water run through it. So it's not a kli. In other words, it was this metal, whatever it was made out of it. Right. It, when it was first mechuber, then you put the hole in it, so it can't become a kli. If you do it the other way, you got problems, because then you're taking a kli and nailing it onto the wall. That's a yeshuv. But this is chokovoy, l'psof chokoko, was made able to carry the water when it was already mechuba. So that's not a problem. So the, what? You could, that's a problem. That's a, that is a problem. Why did Rashi have to say chok l'psof kovoy? If it's on both sides, automatic, not a kli. That's not chok in the mask. Chok in the mask. Vasem is the tour. Let's go simple, though. Let me get simple. Let's assume it's a pipe with a bulge in it so it can collect the water. Because if you have a pipe, he's right. If you have a pipe like this, it's not a kli, because it's open on both ends. But a pipe with a bulge, so that's considered a base kibble because it can collect. Let's keep it simple, okay? It's a problem. That is a problem. But okay, now, so the water running through that pipe is not a problem of shuv. In fact, that's how he's making his mikvah over here. He's got that water running through a pipe into the mikvah. Fine. He puts a pail, tachas hatzinor, lekabel ben mekshom. He wants to collect it in a pail. Now, that, lechur, is classic shuvim. He's collecting the water in a pail. Says the Gemara, echor ke, and it says one interesting thing. You don't need a fancy kli, that's mekabel tumah. Any kli will do shuvim. Echor kelim gedoylim. Even mem saw, which is not mekabel tumah. In ilchus tumah, it's not a kli, but shuvim, it is a kli. Echor kelim ktanim, so he says, we had nechulim. That's very small kelim that are not mekabel tumah. It doesn't matter, basically, what I'm saying. Afilu klei avonim, klei adomo, klei gololim, which are not mekabel tumah, poislin es hamikvah. For shuvim, that's called a kli. You don't need those fancy hilchas keli. Any kli is a kli. Klei avonim is stone, adom is cheres, which wasn't baked. Gololim is agat seisek, because generally speaking, we always say gololim means made out of tzvi ebok, from the waste of animals, just to make kelim. They would bake it and make kelim. Rashi, for some reason, he says it means marble. They're all busy here. Rashi says not the way in many places. But anyway, let me get this. Now, whether you put the, what do you call it, the bucket there to catch the water, whether you put it there a long time, you forgot about it, that's called she'uvim. Because then you didn't have in mind to get it, it was just sitting there and the rain went in, that's not called she'uvim. Now, Omer Reb Meir, we'll get to more detail in a second. Omer Reb Meir, nimnu v'robu beshamei besilil, and Beis Hillel capitulated to Beis Shammai. On the next day, like we said, this is one of the Yud Ches Dovers. Okay. Now, let's just get straight what happened over here. Umodim Beishamai B'shechei HaBechotzer Shul Tohor. This is where you forgot it, meaning you put it out, we'll see in a minute, you put it out under the pipe when it was about to rain, and then you forgot about it. But if you stand put it out in your backyard, that's not called kavona to collect water. That's not so clear that you wanted the water. As you put it out and then the rain came in, that's not, we'll see. Rabbi Yossi says they never capitulated. It's still a machloikis, so therefore we'll see later can't count in the cheshvin of the Yud Ches Dov. Because the Yud Ches Dov were all where they were machuluk, and the next day they still capitulated to Beishama. Rabbi Yossi says they never capitulated. It's an outstanding machloikis. It can't be, it's not part of the 18 Dovas. Now, Omer Rav Mesharshi, the Bei Rav, Amri, Hakol Modim, in this, whatever it was over there, Kisheinichem Bishas Kishur Avonim, to me, if he put it out, this bucket, under the tzinor when it was cloudy, meaning the rain is about to come down, right? It didn't come down immediately. There was a shtickle that it took 5-10 minutes till it rained. That's for sure. That's called kavona to have the water. That's mashavta, he wanted the water. And thus, you know, that's nothing to talk about. Bishas pizur anovim. If he put out and the sun was shining, everybody agrees it's tor as a machloikis. He had nothing in his mind. Why put a bucket there in the middle of the sun? I don't know. And nor keep his bucket place. He put it out there, it was in the middle of the sun, and nothing going on. 3 days later, it starts raining. Even Meshama will agree, that's not a machshava for Sheiva. He just put his bucket out there. Where's the machloikis? He put it out, the bucket, under the tzinor, when it was cloudy and about to rain. So if the rain would come down in 10 minutes, in 50, or even in an hour, he went to work, meantime and it rained, everybody would agree that's called machshova feshiv. What happened was, v'nispazru, the he put out was cloudy, clouds broke. Then it became cloudy again, it's like another storm came. V'chozu v'niskashru. Mar sovar, he still holds botla machshavto. This that he put it out there to catch the water at the beginning is botla, because in between the rain, the cloud stopped, or whatever you want to call it. This is how he went to work and it remained cloudy. It stopped, the whole asik stopped. So it's like that's basically he near bechotze. It's a nukesh. And Beishamay also knows since he put it out for the rain and now it's taka raining, is that Beishamay Korah counts? Mazal a botla machshavto. Okay, that's the machloikis case. According to most, that and Beis Hillel capitulated the next day, according to most people, and said, "You're right. It's Tomei. It is Shuvim. That's one of your Yud Ches Dover." L'Reb Yossi, though, Reb Yossi, this is not one of your Yud Ches Dover because they never capitulated. So, according to Reb Yossi, we are missing one in the Yud Ches Dover. L'Reb Yossi, Doma Machloikas Adayim B'Mekaymo Omedes. Therefore, you can't count it as Yud Ches Dover. Batzre Lahu. You're missing one in your Cheshbon of 18, which we'll get to tomorrow at some point. We'll add them up. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, there's another gzeira. We had it neither. Benois Kusim, they didn't want them mingling or socially mixing with the Kusim. They made Benois Kusim Nidus Marisosin. Automatically, every Bas Kusim who's born, she's automatically treated as a Nida. She did see, she didn't see. It's automatic. Bo Bayoim Gozer, that was the gzeira. That was one of the Yud Ches Dover. So he who doesn't have this business with the Tachas HaTzinor has this takona of benois kusim or automatically nidus from birth, that'll count in the cheshbon of 18. Okay. Tomorrow night, 8:05.